I will say, another thing, I know I said, like, the zombies being us, right? Like, we're the monsters. It's fun. It's been done before. You know, how do you feel about when they change up what the zombies look like? Like, Resident Evil is probably the most prominent example of that, right? Where you have variations of zombies that are basically mutant creatures at one point that don't even resemble humans anymore. But how do you feel about that? Like, when they try and make an original monster design and call it a zombie?
Good question. If they still kind of, like, keep the idea of a zombie to the core, you know, like, it's basics, you know, like, I wouldn't really have a problem with it. Like, one thing I liked about the show, All of Us Are Dead, was, spoiler alert, if you don't mind.
yeah, no, I can handle it, I can cope.
Is the idea, like, the virus sometimes, like, well, it, not sometimes, it evolves. Like, they're not, yeah, they're still zombies in a sense, but they're, like, enhanced humans, you know, like, they're stronger and shit like that. They still eat flesh, like, they have to eat, they get hungry, but they're just, they're more enhanced in a way. They hear things far away, and, you know, like, I thought that was kind of unique in a way. I was like, okay, that's cool. Like, it's cool to see that. Resident Evil kind of, like, takes it, you know, extreme, bro. Like, 90s extreme. If Rob Liefeld wrote it. Like, you know.
Totally.
It's insane. But, I mean, at the same time, it is what it is. Like, I mean, it works in that universe, you know. Like, the idea of a biological virus or whatever, just being so extreme, you know, like, I don't know, I don't have a problem with it, sometimes it is kind of overboard, but, I don't know how I feel about it, actually.
It's a situation where it can get a little murky. I think showing, like, I think the most important thing to show, at the very least, is the transformation process, right? Like, the transformation between being a live human and becoming a zombie. There's a lot of room for interpretation on how that looks.
Yeah.
Because in Army of the Dead, right, like, it is kind of a violent transformation in the idea that you can see them becoming the zombie. Like,
they look so terrifying.
Blood vessels. Yeah, like if you were having some sort of seizure or something like that, right? Like, you're just going into some sort of shock, and then you just, you know, you bolt. You're just a fucking zombie. And obviously, like, the eyes change, and, you know, the coloration of the blood vessels. That's kind of fun. But, I don't know, I would take it further. What I've always wanted to see is if the zombies were some sort of, obviously a virus, but if it was a virus that changed you into something that would pop out of you, like, your entire skeleton, right, would become some sort of, like, mechanical, organic mesh. And the idea is that, like, yeah, like, you just, like, you'd rip your skin off. Or, like, an alien, right? Like, the alien pops out of your chest. Instead, the idea is, like, you just, like, if some sort of Jason the Argonaut skeleton popped out of you, right?
That kind of reminds me,
like,
of,
if that happened.
Oh, sorry, continue.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, like, if that happened, but it wasn't just a skeleton, right? It wasn't, like, Terminator skeleton, it was like something that looked alien in design. That's how I would roll with it, because that would just be fucking terrifying to see someone just, like, you know, rip off all their flesh and skin. Like, just, it would not be fun to watch. It'd be traumatizing.
It's actually, damn, I don't even want to see that. I just, like, wake up and have a dream about it.
Well, yeah, it's fun to think about until it's your fucking loved ones and shit like that.
Oh, dude.
Your dog.
You know what? Speaking of that, bro, I had so many nightmares of me being in the zombie apocalypse. So many nightmares, bro. Like, literally, I had one recently, dude. This was, like, 2 weeks ago.
Okay. That is recent. Jesus.
Yeah, and no, like, I'm only saying it because I had it a lot. A lot of dreams. I'm not joking, dude. We're talking about, like, as many issues as The Walking Dead. I had that many dreams.
Holy shit, man. You keep a dream journal? You keep track of that shit?
Now I write them down, dude. But
Day 122. It happened again.
I was in a shopping mart now.
Okay, no, tell me what happened. I'm curious.
Honestly, dude, from what I remember, I wrote it down too. It was basically where I was a combination of a school, a casino, and a mall, like the Mall of America. Okay. So, it was me, I know, like, mostly everybody, like, I knew was there, like, my family, friends, stuff like that. I know you were there.
Oh, cool.
What's it called?
Did I make it?
So, wait, you were at, it was funny, because, I'll get to your part. So, like, we were, like, you know, we're walking all over the mall, whatever this place is, a combination of shit, Yeah. So it's me and Savannah, we're looking at these clothes and basically like JCPenney type shit. She's like going through all these clothes and shit like that. And then like we hear like a bunch of people kind of like screaming. We're just like, what the fuck's going on? And so like, we kind of like exit that part of the store and we're pretty much like in the strip, you know, like where you like walk into different stores and stuff like that. And where you can actually go to the casino because like the downstairs was like the casino.
Okay.
So we're like, what the fuck is that? And then, like, we start seeing, like, a bunch of people just, like, running. And, like, they're running past all these people, and they're just, like, you know, they're looking at them, too. Like, what's going on? So, like, kind of, like, everyone's just freaking out. And we start seeing more people running, like, and they're telling us to, like, we gotta get out of here. You know, go back. Don't go that way. And, you know, we didn't listen, obviously. Like, me and Sam are like, well, you know, what's going on? Like, you know, curiosity kills the cat. So, like, you know, we go.
Right, you
and okay, and we start seeing like a bunch of people, like these zombies jumping on, like they're runners, dude, like running zombies. They're jumping on these people, freaking biting the shit out of them. Like they sound all hardcore, dude. And me and Samantha are like, oh shit. My god, like what's going on? And so like we start running, and one of them grabs my leg, I freaking kick it, and you know like, it kind of slowed us down a little bit. So there's like more zombies on us. So like we immediately go to like, okay, we got to go like into a store, barricade or something. You know, like we can't make it long distance. We couldn't make the long distance shoot. So, you know, we do that. We ended up hiding in a pub.
Okay. Like
this little bar in this mall, whatever. And you're there. You're like a bartender for some reason.
I'm a bartender? I'm a fucking bartender? I am so unqualified to be a bartender. It is pathetic, the level of just what I can't do in retail. Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude, like, we were there. And, we, you know, obviously, like, we knew each other in the dream as well. So we're just like, you know, you're like, Marcus, what the fuck's going on out there? And I'm like, dude, like, we need doors. Like, get the, not doors, we need the tables, the chairs, stack them up, you know? Like, we have to barricade the fucking
quick, barricade the door!
And so I'm over here, like, on my phone, like, as we're barricading, like, I'm trying to get a hold of my family, and everyone's telling me, like, oh, yeah, we're safe, we're in Chick-fil-A.
they're barricaded at Chick-fil-A? Yeah, okay, like that kitchen. Is such a prime location. Dude, that's perfect, all right? Chick-fil-A sandwiches kick ass, all right? If it's fully stocked, you're good.
You can eat just, like, one fucking fry and be good for the day.
Oh, yeah, you ration that shit. Dude. You have some, like, political hierarchy about who controls all the fucking Chick-fil-A chicken in the little... It becomes, yeah, like, oh, my God. Okay, so your family is trapped in a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
We're trapped in a bar mall, which sounds horrendous, but okay. Yeah,
dude, like it looked like a freaking like a mix between the Winchester and Shaun of the Dead and like a Starbucks, you know, like it was just like that weird combination.
Fuck. Oh god. Dude, that's my nightmare. I would not be a good bartender in such an environment.
But yeah, dude, like it was kind of like at the same time it was terrifying and cool, but I mean I felt the fear, you know, like I was genuinely freaked out. And I just remember, oh dude, this image would forever be in my head. Like I kind of want to make a zombie movie and just like make that scene because it was so good. So after like we barricade, we obviously there's like the windows, right? So yeah. we're kind of like, oh my God, like they don't hear us anymore. Like let's, like everyone just stay quiet. Like stay out of view, stay out of sight because they can still look at us. They can see us and shit like that. So let's just, you know, keep hidden. So there's like a window like on the left side of the bar or whatever. And I'm kind of like near the counters, the bar counter, whatever. And I'm like hiding behind a chair or underneath the chair, trying to keep myself hidden. And I'm looking at the window and they're all just kind of like lingering, look, trying to look through like a bunch of these zombies. Hmm. And then, you know, like they kind of like smearing the blood all over the windows and just like, oh my God, like don't look at me. And it looked, and like it looked past me, but it didn't, you know, it's almost like if it didn't see me. So it kind of just like walked away. And then I just remember like after that, we were like, okay, we need papers, like newspaper, like water up these papers on the windows so like, you know, it would stick or some shit, you know?
Yeah,
so like we kind of did that just to stay hidden. And I'm trying to remember what happened after. Oh, what's it called? It all happened so quick too. Like a bunch of these, like this old couple somehow like survived and like they were banging on the door like, let us in. And so we're just like, oh fuck, like, you know, go get out of here, you know, you're drawing them towards us. Cause like we heard some screeching and shit. And
right.
They ended up actually, well, one of the guys let them in. We're just like, no, we can't do that. You know, we're still humans. And so, like, they opened the door and they let them in. But, like, it was too late for us to, like, put the barricade back, you know. So, like, the zombies busted through. And it was, like, I remember, like, we kind of, like, stood behind the bar and you had, like, a shotgun. And you were like, we gotta fucking, like, go towards the back. Like, there was, like, some kind of cellar. Like, it was kind of like Shaun of the Dead, but... we went to like the cellar and like it was a wine cellar, so it was like a bunch of these bottles and shit like that. And that's like the last thing I remember, dude. It was just like you going off with the shotgun. I was kind of like busting bottles on like these zombies' heads.
Okay, if that ever happens, God forbid, that's how I die. Those are famous last words right there. Get in the basement. I'm not gonna be able to survive in that. First up, let me explain. All right, if I was working at a bar slash like Starbucks looking bar in a fucking Mall of America, okay, and let's say I've been there for like a month somehow, like somehow I managed to just, you know, cram in a month of working there as a bartender, okay. By the end of that month, I'm gonna be in such a shit position as far as like my health, as far as like my mental situation. Like I'll just be exhausted working the 9 to 5. I'll be on my last fucking legs. That's how I imagine myself. And then that shit comes at me. I get maybe hit with a little bit of adrenaline, and then after like 20 minutes, you know, the moment I sit down, I'm just out. So I would probably just fall asleep and just in the middle of battle.
Here, take the gun, you know, I gotta rest.
I'm just comatose. Yeah, look at that, and he's dead. Oh my God, that is that's a much more vivid dream than like what I have. Like I haven't had like some, you know, I gotta start writing down my dreams or rehearsing them when I wake up because I always forget them. Yeah,
honestly, I surprise myself with the kind of dreams I had, dude. Like sometimes I feel like I'm like Stephen King. Like eventually I'll write a novel about it.
Okay, well if you feel like Stephen King, your problem is you got to do cocaine the moment you wake up and then write down that shit.
I'll be like Stephen King slash not being a creep. I won't write about, you know, a couple kids having an orgy after fighting a clown, a demonic clown.
The least probable thing. I cannot stress that enough. Like after I'm done fighting a demon clown, I am going to want so much peace and quiet. And just like R&R, I'm not gonna want to be like, I want to fuck. especially if you're a fucking 12-year-old. If that's where your mind goes as a 12-year-old, that's fucked up.
It's just the idea. That's insanely fucked up. They're just like, look, we gotta trust each other enough to come back, you know. And then just like that's your go-to thing. You have sex, you know. Like,
nah, man. Do anything else. Do like a blood feud, right? Like everyone cuts their palm, like that was and like more they just better. Like swear on it.
It was realistic, I guess.
Yeah, having an orgy right after defeating a demonic clown, that is just fucking weird. Like, that, on so many levels. I'm glad they never showed that in the movies. But just hear me out for devil's advocate. Not, well, not even devil's advocate, just to be a fuckwad. If they did show that, can you imagine if they actually did show that in part one of the remake for It?
Oh my God, I can imagine the outrage in people, like...
The internet would lose its fucking shit. Rightly so, right? Because no one wants to see what is basically pedophilia on the fucking screen. But, oh my God, like, it would just...
I'm just, like, I know, like, a lot of people, they talked about it, too, when it came out. Like, it would be like, oh, man, like, you think they're gonna do it? You know, like, you think they're gonna show it? And it's like, no, like...
They're obviously not going to show it. That would be fucking weird. Like, first up, you have, like, A-list actors, right? Like, you got people... You got the Stranger Kid actors involved in the production. And they obviously want a career, and they also don't want to be traumatized by the internet and by their own career. So they clearly aren't going to fucking film that or even you know, hint at that or, like, you know, it just goes off screen. It's like, no, that shit would be fucking bad.
Yeah.
Fucking Stephen King. But that's what happens when you do cocaine early in the morning to remember your dreams, you know? I know I'm giving you advice on to do that so you have the energy to write down your dreams, but at the same time, maybe don't take my advice. Maybe don't do cocaine.
Just don't do it at all, kids.
These are... Yeah. And if you see me as a bartender in any environment, okay, tell me to stop. It's not that bartending isn't a real job. I believe it's a real job, and I believe it's very fucking hard. I just feel like I don't have the mental fortitude or the skill set to pull it off. Like, that bar would be a shitty bar. People would be like, hey, can you give me some scotch? And I'm like, I don't know what that is. I don't know where anything fucking is. Be the worst bartender. I mean, I'm a shit choice for a bartender.
Dude, I had another dream, a zombie dream. This was like I was in high school.
Was I in it?
Nah. Oh, obviously not. I was way before I met you.
Okay, but it's a dream. Like, in a dream, anything is fucking possible. Like, I'll dream of stuff in my high school years and, like, throw in new people that I met in college and be like, what are you doing here?
Stuart, what are you doing?
The Californians. Anyway, continue.
This dream was, me and my family were at this Costco. Like, type mart, like, the supermarkets, or, I mean, yeah, whatever, like, and I remember, like, a bunch of, like, it just started happening out of nowhere, like, it was, like, a horde of zombies rushing the whole store, and I just remember, like, seeing them trample all these people, like, it was pretty hardcore, dude, and then, like, my whole family was like, we gotta get out of here, and, like, we ended up, like, hiding in, like, the bathroom of the fucking, the store, and, like, we were trying to... It was one of those bathrooms where, like, it didn't have, like, a handle. It was, like, just, like, the push ones. Yeah, so we were pretty much trying to, like, hold the door closed, like, push it closed, you know? Like, they were on the other side of it. And that was, like, the last thing I remember, dude. I just, like, remember seeing, like, their arms, like, peering through the door, like, like, trying to get us, you know?
Oh my God, that's...
Yeah, dude. Mm. I remember waking up, like, fucking breathing hard, dude. Like, I was like, what the fuck happened?
Oh, like, you felt it. Like, you felt the feeling, like, the rush of adrenaline and all that. You wake up in a cold sweat.
Yeah, I was actually sweating, dude. Like, true shit, man.
Fuck, dreams like that are, like, pretty freaky, and it's... God, I do wish that there's... I gotta look into more, like, why that is, or why that happens. Like, just the dream situation. Well, what are you talking about in your dream? Okay, and, like, the situation of the arms reaching out, right? And you're just trying to hold the door back. Yeah. It reminded me, there is a zombie movie I've been meaning to watch, but it has this a really cool fucking poster, like a poster art design for it. It's called The Night Eats the World.
That's the French movie, like, dude.
That's the French movie?
That's a French movie. Fuck. I was trying to remember the name of, where he's, like, in his own apartment, kind of, like, slowly losing his shit.
Okay, then you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. Where it's a black and orange fucking cover art, and it's just him, like, falling towards the earth, and then behind him is just, like, a collection of hands reaching out, right? Like, some sort of weird hand monster, and then you realize, oh, it's representing the whole zombie hordes.
Yep.
Yeah, that, have you seen that, or do you want to watch that?
I haven't seen it. I just saw, like, you know those YouTube videos where they just, like, recap the whole fucking movie?
Yes, yeah, yeah. Yes. I know the rabbit hole you're going down. I have been there too, where you're just watching recaps of fucking, where people reacting to movies.
Yeah, yeah. I basically saw the whole
You're not alone in that.
Like, the whole video about it, about that movie. And I thought it was fucking brilliant, dude. I was like, damn. Like, that kind of, like, the twist. I don't, wait, did you see it?
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the recaps. Oh. Like, I've seen the trailers, and it's been on my bucket list. But like I said, I just haven't been interested in zombie movies enough. So that's why I'm glad we're doing this, because I'm hoping, like, you know, it'll get me amped up to get watch Ford, watch Train to Busan, watch Night Eats the World.
Yeah, you definitely have to watch that. Like, you know what? Forget this podcast. Mm. Just watch it right now.
You know, yeah, you know what, people? You know what, people? Fuck this podcast. This is the last episode.
But honestly, though, it's a good movie. Like, from what I saw, like, it looked pretty damn good. And the twist in it, I was just like, oh. Like, damn. Mm. Like, it was pretty fucked up.
Okay. Okay. I need some more horror movies that have, like, a fucked up twist ending. And if you have, like, a fucked up twist ending in a zombie movie, like, kudos to you, because that's hard to pull off,
yeah,
right?
Like, definitely. Especially when you you don't want to get too predictable with it.
Like, yeah. Well, so many fucking zombie movies are predictable, and I understand, like, why they're predictable, right? It's the same thing with, like, the superhero genre. Like, we want change, but we want to see the exact same thing. And so it's very frustrating, like, you know, because it's that weird fucking paradox. But no, I'll check it out. Again, I think we've concluded, at the very least, the foreign films tackling the zombie genre, they know what the fuck they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they are hitting things on a different fucking nail, and it's
definitely
awesome.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm. And again, that poster art that they made for it, I love that.
It is a good fucking poster. Yeah.
It just looks cool. Like, it's just, oh, they actually gave a shit about not just the promotion, but just the concept of the movie itself. Like, because, side note, like, We kind of suck now with poster art for movies. Like, you know how, like, there was, like, vintage stuff of the 80s and stuff like that, where it's just, like, you know, it looked all oil-painted, and they kind of got creative with their designs. I don't know. I kind of yearn for more of that, where it's not just, you know, a photo shoot of the main characters, and then things are collectively put together. I kind of like it when it looks kind of vintage and painted, or it's just, you know, is a black-and-white drawing. That stuff, you know, because it's just, it's cool. It's like, okay, it's artsy, and it's just, it's not done nearly enough.
Right.
Like, don't get me wrong, high-quality photos are fine, but, you know, I don't just like photography. I also really want to see some awesome just promotional art, because it's fucking rad.
It's lost nowadays, man. Like, especially in mainstream Hollywood, you know, it's all about the floating heads, or
yes,
blue and teal. I mean, teal and orange, my bad. Like, you know, I hate it, yeah, now, like, especially with, like, superhero movies, dude. Like, that's the thing. It's a superhero movie. You know, it's based off comic books. You're not going to have the artists that work on those do fucking promotional shit or, like, the posters for your movies, you know? Like, it's just, like, because first Iron Man did, they had a comic book artist. I forgot his name. But he pretty much did all the promotional artwork for Iron Man, like the first one that came out.
That's cool.
Alex Ross worked on the Raimi Spider-Man trilogy, you know, like.
Yeah, yeah. And that stuff's very important, because it creates, like, a synergy, right? A synthesis between the art that created, like, the stories to begin with, and then, like, the live-action adaptation of said artwork, of said comic books, more so for the superhero genre. But yeah, like, there was a YouTube video, or a couple of YouTube videos of people pointing out for Avengers Endgame, how the promotional poster art of all the characters, where they're just, like, looking over their shoulder, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they were literally just copy and pasting the same pose, just swapping out the characters for those poster designs. Like, it was so cookie cutter how they were doing it, where it's a high quality image, right? And, like, they clearly spent some time making it, but it's just the same pose, different character. And it's just like, there's no style. It's not organic. It's cookie cutter at that point. And if you're going to treat your characters that way, if you're going to treat your franchise that way, it's like, you can do that and you can still make a buck, but it just shows you don't actually fucking care about the art form.
I hate Marvel's, like, their posters now. Like, The Spider-Man No Way Home pissed me off. You know what? Okay, wait, we're getting sidetracked here. It's about zombies, damn it.
I know. Well, it just goes to show, right? Like that there's still a market, and there's still people who are just yearning for that type of stuff where you have that original artwork, right? Mm. And same thing with horror movies, with zombie movies, right? Like the Night Eats the World. The reason why I remember that title so fucking well, and the reason why I'm interested in that film, is because of the artwork. And, you know, I only haven't watched it yet because I haven't been into zombie films. And I haven't been into zombie films just because, like, we have already lived through what is, like, the equivalent of, or the scenario of, like, dealing with a biological agent and what that does to the society.
You know, if we're talking about that, though, like, the Walking Dead had some good promotional artwork.
I can't think of it. They did. They pushed it. Like, they definitely were making good money off that show, and they were definitely putting some elbow grease in, like, you know, making the designs, the setups. And that's partly because, like, you know, you have to do that to push that fucking show as far as they did, right? Like, if you don't have promotional designs and artworks, and, you know, that's kind of a generic statement, I'll admit, but, like, if you don't get creative with your poster designs and you don't treat that as, like, part of the marketing, because then you're not going to make as much money, you're not going to have as many people enjoying the show. Because there are, like, you know, there are zealots for The Walking Dead who will buy every single fucking poster.
Oh, yeah.
And if you spend the time to make a good fucking poster, more people are going to fucking buy it. So, like, good on them.
I actually had
good on them for going that route.
I had the season 3 poster, actually, where he's, like, on top of the prison bus.
I know the scene.
I have a question for you, actually, man.
Yeah, shoot.
All right. Your favorite zombie games. Go.
Ooh, okay. This I can do. All right, so definitely first Left 4 Dead.
Mm-hmm.
I remember playing that game with...
That's on mine, too.
...with my brother. And you know the end scene. You know the end chapter. You have to get on the helicopter. You have to get on, like, the escape vehicle.
No Mercy on screen.
No Mercy. Yeah, like that, when I first played that, it freaked me the fuck out. Yeah. Because I'm just this kid, hyped up on caffeine, playing the game with my brother, and I'm realizing, oh shit, you have like less than 30 seconds to get onto the fucking helicopter, or you just die. Because there's just too many zombies, and you can't survive after that point. Like, the game won't let you. So, it was just like, you know, you just run it. You just put your head down, and you run for it. That was a great moment, like, growing up as a kid and playing that game. It was so fucking fun. Black Ops Zombies is probably a close second, because, like, you know, I spent so many goddamn hours as a child playing that game, because I was like, I want to get to round 20, I want to get to round 30. It you know, it was just like, it was a test of endurance at that point. So that game, a lot of fun. I'm trying to think of the other zombie games.
Oh, the zombie.
Yeah, Black Ops Zombies. Yeah.
Definitely.
Because I mean, technically, Nazi Zombies was the first I played. And that was fun. That was fun, too, because, you know, you're just killing fucking Nazi zombies. You know, like, what's there not to love about that concept? Especially when you get the ray gun. But I digress. It was just that those... it was definitely Left 4 Dead, Black Ops Zombies, as far as, like, a game mode. I'm trying to think if there's any others that were really crazy. God damn it, I know there are more zombie video games than that. I do like Back 4 Blood. Like, I know I said I didn't play it a lot, but what I have seen from the gameplay is super fun.
Mm-hmm.
Days Gone By is something that I've been meaning to get around to. And then what is it? Is it... Not 7 Days. Fuck. Ah, shit. There was another game that a friend of mine was telling me about that looked super fucking fun. But, yeah, like, it's... For me, it's really just Left 4 Dead. Because... And I read the comics, the spinoff series, or the how that comics tied into the video game. I like the set designs. I like the poster art. Again, I can't stress that enough. The poster art for Left 4 Dead, where it looks like a movie poster. Yeah,
it was so cool.
And it was fun. It was definitely arcade like. You know, and the story was secondary. The action was primary, but the set designs, where you're just like, you know, you're trapped in a city in Philadelphia, and you are just surviving these mutant hordes of zombies, and everything is, like, set in a foggy dystopia. Like, as if buildings had been crumbling down, so there's, like, all this dust and debris everywhere. I just really like that, the scenery and the style they went for. I wish I would see that more in a fucking zombie movie. And I know there was, like, some fandoms where, like, oh, they should make a live-action adaptation of it. They never fucking did, and they probably shouldn't. But it was fun. And, like, from the early 2000s, like, that's one of the few games from the 2000s, 2010s where I was like, this is what made my childhood. Like, this is one of those things that I come back to. And it's, like, it's nostalgic for me. Yeah. But, I don't know, what about you? Like, what were the games, the zombie games that were like, this is it, this is fun?
Definitely the first two Left 4 Deads, I would say.
Okay.
Honestly, dude, World at War and Black Ops. Like, I didn't really play Black Ops 2 or, like, you know, the sequels after that. But World at War and the first Black Ops, to me, they're zombies, I thought, were top-notch. Like, that was it for me, you know, like. From a standpoint of fun, being fun, and also being challenging, like, I thought they were, like, fucking awesome. Like, to me, 5, the zombie map 5 was, like, the best fucking map I've ever played on, dude, because being fucking Kennedy or Castro, like, fucking nailing down zombies, like, to me, was fucking awesome, dude.
You can be the president, you can be the former president, or the later president Nixon too, lost against JFK. And those maps were challenging because, like, they were just so tight knit, but they were definitely fun just because of the characters, and because they're just like, yeah, fuck it, the Pentagon is infected with zombies and you're JFK and Richard Nixon and fucking Fidel Castro of all goddamn people, because you know they were just all pals, they're just hanging out. Oh my god. Those were fun.
And I have so many memories with that, dude. Like, but yeah, I would say those games definitely. Well, not all the Resident Evils, probably. Resident Evil 2, 4, and 7. I thought were really fucking good.
I'll be honest. I never got into the Resident Evil video games. I was aware of them, but I never played them too much. I never got into them as a concept.
Yeah. I mean, my brother and my uncle, man, they got me into all these games. Like, so, you know, that's what, you know, set me, you know, it hooked me seeing them play it. And I was just like, dude, I want in, you know?
No, I get it. Oh yeah. Well, like when a family member or best friend plays it, then you got to play it, and then you're jamming out with your pals, you're jamming out with family, and you know, kicking ass and killing zombies.
Yeah.
it's enticing. It is definitely the mode.
But it's also like, you know, like, well, Resident Evil, I thought it was fucking awesome because it, the way the style was, you know, like, how you take inventory, like, the gameplay itself, you know, I freaking enjoyed, and there's, like, so much to it, you know, like, you can, it makes you think, really, like, okay, this is how much ammo I have, I gotta stock up, I gotta get more, you know, first aid kit, or the sprays, you know, like, it was a thinking game in some way, because I think you can have it, or I think it actually is like that, where, it doesn't, like, you have to save manually, you know, like, there's, like, those typewriters where you save your game, so, mm-hmm. like, there'll be, like, those points in the game where you just go up to them, and you're, like, it, you know, it gives you an option to save, so, there's times where, like, you don't want to save at a bad point, you know what I mean, like, there's, you really have to, like, take account of, like, what you have and what's ahead of you, you know, like, that's what I liked about Resident Evil, you know, it was challenging that way. There's another game. You know what, dude? Since we're in that same vein of Resident Evil, like, that third-person style, like, I'm going to go with Last of Us for sure. Because to me, the story was it for me, bro. Like, I was hooked.
The Last of Us, I understand why people like The Last of Us. I played the sequel. I understand what happens in the first game. Cinematics are great.
Yeah.
The characters have plenty of depth. I will say, though, like, you know, personally, it's not my favorite, only because I just disagree with the character Joel, and then I disagree with what they did in the sequel. Like, where it's great effort. It's great effort, great ingenuity. They killed it as far as cinematics.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like the story for the second one. Like, I just disagree with that.
Yeah, I mean...
But I digress.
I understood it, though, but at the same time, it's just like, okay. Like, that was it, you know? Like...
Yeah, well, you get the idea that slowly the world is coming to an end and there's no stopping it. And everyone, and, you know, our last forms of society are crumbling and we're devoiding ourselves of humanity. Yeah. Like, I get that. I do. But it's also kind of really fucking depressing when they keep on just hammering that and hammering that. And the main character is not doing anything of importance. Like, literally, you're just going on a vengeance spree. And you're trying to kill one fucking person. You kill, like, 1,000 people just to get to that one person. All of which were not related to said person. And then you finally find that person and just, like, no, I'm not going to kill him. So it's like, oh, this was a complete waste of time. Like, not only did you just witness the death of, like, 2 entire civilizations that you yourself had no stake and involvement in. But then when you finally get to the thing you want to do, you can't do it. Or you realize how fucked up it is to do it. And then you're just stuck with nothing. It's just like, okay, great cinematics, great, like, gameplay, don't get me wrong. They put a lot of elbow grease in that, but that's your story, that's it.
That's why I'm sticking to the first one.
First one has a lot going for it, but, you know, again, like, I don't care for the character Joel at the end. Like, I understand, like, what he did and why he did it, but it's just like, okay, he's fascist. Literally, he's fascist, where he's like, I choose myself and my own people over everyone else. Yeah. And I'm not going to debate it, I'm not going to decide whether or not people have... any humanity. He was just, and you can do that, but just be like Negan if that's what you're gonna do. Like, you're just like, kill me if you want to. I have a fucking army, and they'll kill you too. I value myself over, and who I deem precious over everyone else. Like, just go that route. Joel thinking that he's a fucking everyday average man after what he does at the end of the game, that's where it gets stupid. That's where I'm like, no, you're not an average person. An average person does not do that. Does not just fucking just kill dozens of people to save one person, even if it is your surrogate daughter. Like, I understand why he does that. But once you do that, you're not a regular fucking person. Because it's, and he, you know, anyway, I'm bitter about that just because I know people who defend it religiously, and I'm like, no. No, that's not normal. That's not normal at all.
Yeah, that's why I'm going with the first. That's because I played it multiple times. I beat it multiple times. So I'm just like, yeah, I love it. But I also love the multiplayer.
Nice.
Multiplayer was fun.
gameplay is amazing. Yeah. Like, gameplay is so much fucking fun. And the multiplayer, you know, you get shot 2 or 3 times, and they treat it like a fucking actual bullet wound. Like, oh, you die when you get shot.
Yeah, and you're like, I gotta patch this up. You have like a fucking med kit with you.
Oh my god.
Dude, what did I say? Where was I with the game? I said Left 4 Dead, Black Ops.
Resident Evil, The Last of Us.
I'm gonna go. Oh yeah, look.
Just say it. Just go for it.
I don't know if I should count it. I'm gonna count it.
Huh?
Only because it was an infection. I'm gonna go Dead Space.
What? I was about to say yes. I would count Dead Space too because it's technically zombies. I mean, they're mutated
alien
like
spores, basically, or some shit like.
very much what is it, not Lovecraftian, I was gonna say John Carpenter's The Thing.
Yeah,
you know, like they're, it's very much adjacent to that type of mutation, that type of, like, you know, grotesque, I don't want this to touch me, but I still have to kill it. I myself did not get to play those games growing up, but I saw my brother play like the first Left 4 Dead, or the first Dead Space, and I was enamored by the story, and just the idea of the claustrophobicness.
Dude.
In this spaceship that is abandoned, right? Like, shit's breaking down on you all the fucking time, and there's some creatures you can't kill with the weaponry you have. It had some good scares to it. You know that they're actually rebooting that franchise.
Yep.
They're gonna remake the first Dead Space
coming out this year.
I'm hoping it's good. I will say this. I hope they don't do what they did with the sequels, because Dead Space 2 wasn't necessarily bad. It was different, but it wasn't bad. Dead Space 3 is where the whole franchise fell apart, where they just didn't know what the fuck they were doing. It wasn't scary anymore. It wasn't action-packed in a way that was fun to me.
Yeah.
And then I didn't care about any of the characters or the story. Like, it was just so half-assed.
Yeah. The first one was just one of a kind for me. Like, I honestly, to this day, I'm going to say it. I'm going to talk shit about myself. It's the first game to make me shit myself. I didn't actually shit, but it did, like, get to me. And then, one, it's also, well, and two, like, it's another thing, like, it's another game, well, the first game, actually, where I still cannot beat it to this day.
It's one of those games.
It, to me, oh like, God. It's fucking hard as shit, dude.
Is like I looked at the gameplay, I looked at what like the turmoil my brother was going through playing it. Like, he eventually beat it, but I was like, that's a lot of work.
It is, and that dude. Shit like, is scary. You really have to be like, one, conserve your shit, you know. Two, the way like how you aim. You gotta really be good at aiming.
Yep. And you have to use, what is it, the stasis field to slow people down. Like,
you really gotta use all that shit at your disposal. And fuck, man. It is also such a good game, though. I love it. I fucking love it.
It's a good game. It's also one of the few games that has mutated dead babies that you get to stomp.
I
remember my brother playing that, and he's just running around fucking curve stomping dead baby after dead baby after dead baby in the game. And I couldn't stop laughing when I saw it. Whereas it's like, for him, he was just trying to get to the next level, right? He was trying to get to a save point. But for me, watching him, just like watching over his shoulder, I was like, dude, you just stomped like 30 dead babies. It's like, and you didn't even flinch. Like, you don't find how that is either extremely fucked up or extremely funny. Like, oh my God. Like, no, that shit. That was a game where people cared, and they had like a creative team behind it when they made it. The lore behind it for the first one was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Oh, and if you this counts for our topic, the Dead Space animated movie is a lot of fun, where it's a prequel.
Yeah, I like that one. That one's pretty good.
It has all the little homages to the game. It has the horror element done very well, and the just how they animated it, where they didn't pull their punches with the gore. Like, one of the, like, the policemen on the ship, or security guards, he goes insane and starts attacking people.
Yeah.
And just someone shoots him in the back of the head, and as the bullet passes through his head, his fucking eyes pop out, and they animated it all, so you fucking see all the gore, you see the eyes pop out, and I'm like, yes, you captured what the game is like in that fucking moment, where it's just... It's just unconventional fucking gore that makes no goddamn sense.
I know you mentioned John Carpenter, like the thing. I know he was actually in talks to make it a movie, a Dead Space movie.
Oh.
But I don't know if it went further, because that was like years ago when the game first came out.
Yeah, it would. I mean, when the first game came out, I can see why they would have momentum behind it. But we're talking about early. We're talking about, like, 2010? I forget when the game came out, but, like, around the 2010s, I want to say. 2009, okay. So, still, like, early 2000s, but early 2000s did not have a good track record for video game movies, right? Like, live-action adaptation of video games.
Yeah.
They legendarily sucked balls back then. And even now, like, the best video game adaptations in like film forms are like either 3D animated, 2D animated, or like miniseries, like with what they did with Resident Evil, because you just know what I mean. Like, where there's a lot of video games they try to make into movies, and just, you know, either Hollywood half-assed it, or someone dropped the ball, or they didn't have the right budget to really make the movie they were supposed to make.
Yeah.
So I can see that. Also, if you're gonna make a Dead Space movie, hypothetically speaking, I would really want to see a lot of practical effects. Like, John Carpenter can do that. He knows how to do that. He knows the right people. But don't do CGI. You know, do a little bit where you need it, sure. But those mutated fucking creatures, those dead babies, no. You make those things for real. You make that those so with prosthetics.
Fucking, it was so insane, dude. For the first time seeing that, I was like, oh my lord.
But they're not even the scariest fucking creature. The scariest creature is, to me, it was the, it's like the regenerative necromancer. Because, you know, it's got like the big fucking belly. And it just has those mantis-like arms. And you can shoot it. You can blow it to pieces, but it always regenerates no matter what. Like, you can't kill it with the weaponry you have. And then you're stuck in it. You're stuck in a room, and you have to move, like, these data storage pillars around, and it's, like, right next to you. Like, it's always, always 2 feet behind you, and there's nothing you can do about it. You can slow it down, and you can figure out a puzzle to get out, but, like, you're just... you know, stuck between a rock and a hard place, and it's perfect as far as like a horror game goes. Because I saw my brother playing that as a kid, and I was just like, dude, you're gonna fucking die. Like, I would not want to be you right now.
I'll see that one, and then the ones that, like, they're like long, like scrawny looking ones, and you keep shooting at it, and they're like, their limbs are like fucking creatures of its own. They're like crawling all over you and shit.
Yeah, pretty hardcore. Those are fucked up. Do you remember the ones where they have, like, a giant glowing mace for a hand?
Oh, yeah, and then you shoot it and they fucking explode.
Yeah, those things freak me out. Not because of how they looked. Not because of how they moved or how they would fight. Those things freaked me out because of the sound that they would make. They had, like, this weird, like, methed-out human hyena cackle. That's how I could describe it. Like, where they just yell really weird. And you'd hear that in the distance, and I was just like, oh, shit, like, that is haunting. Like, it's one of those sound effects I can't get out of my fucking mind. Like, once I hear it, I'm just like, that's traumatic. But great sound design, attention to detail for that game and the monsters they created in it. Like, across the board, they knew what they were doing when they made the first one.
Such a good
fucking game. And it was just a fun horror game.
Yeah. But I would say that one, and then... oh, dude, okay, I'm gonna the next two. They have a special place in my heart because I did play it a lot. The first Dead Island, I did enjoy that one. I beat it multiple times.
Yeah. Nice. What's it called? I do remember playing that.
Yeah, honestly, the hype on that game was like real. You know, a lot of people talked about it, you know, before it came out. What's it called? I don't remember. What's it called? I like the idea that, like, you know, you pick a character and you pretty much just... I mean, I don't know if the story changes because I only played, like, with one character.
I played it a little bit. I never beat it because it was just a very long game.
It is a long game.
Yeah. I thought it was kind of cool, like, the level of gameplay they had with it, and how many different story arcs you could do.
Yeah.
That was cool.
I don't like how the weapons break. You know, you constantly have to find weapons, you know, they're durable.
And there's... yep, and there's, like, very scarce ammunition. Like, you eventually get guns, but you're like, oh, I don't have a lot of bullets, or this gun does not really kill them. Like, it got to a point where it was very Walking Dead-like.
Yeah, you have to to craft... pretty much your weapon and shit like that.
Yep. And it was just, it was interesting. And there were some variations. Like, some zombies were fast but really weak. Some were strong but slow. That was cool.
Yeah, it had some Left 4 Dead elements to it. But...
Definitely. Just open map, kind of like Grand Theft Auto, like, but for zombies.
I mean, I'm going to say that the last game, dude... I played it so many times during school. During school, okay, right? Whenever I had computer class. Right.
Bit of a bad boy vibe. All right, so what was it?
It was a game.
What made you lose grades?
I think it was a Newgrounds game, if I'm not mistaken. But it was a flash computer game.
Shit. It was called
The Last Stand.
Stand. I think, oh my god, was that a 2D game where you have a barricade and you're just trying to protect the barricades from the zombies.
Yes, dude.
I owe you, motherfucker. I remember playing that all the time. In middle school, when I finally got my own computer and I could bring it home, I remember playing that game. And, oh, my God, it was very simple.
It was simple, concept. But it worked. It was, like, I was so into it.
Again, it takes the basic element of the zombie genre, and it just made into a video game, right? You have a barricade, and every night zombies come and try and kill you, and you have to protect that barricade. And you have, like, you know, you start picking up guns and stuff like that, and you have limited ammunition. I think you have limited ammunition.
Well, the first one you don't. The others you do.
Okay. Okay, yeah. And you had to, like, plan out routes. You could spend, and you had hours of the day to either, like, fix your barricade or find supplies. Or something like that. Like, I remember you could find survivors, you could look for stuff. You had a time limit.
Yeah, too, like, right? Like, you leave the city in time. I know in the first one, it gave you 15 hours, right? After every, mm-hmm. I think it was 15 hours or something. But use those amount of hours to how many times, like if you put 4 hours with survivors, like, finding survivors, mm-hmm. and, like, another four finding, like survivors, you know? Or even building your barricade, you know, like, all that took hours, so you really had to, like, kind of ration those, you know, like,
yep.
Which I thought was pretty cool. I hated the fucking survivors, though. I would get, like, a few survivors, but other than that, I spent most of it just fucking rebuilding the barricade and getting weapons, because the survivors didn't do shit, man.
Dude, I was the opposite when I played that. So, like, as a kid growing up, I was weird with my NPCs where I felt for them. Like, every time I lost an NPC, I was like, fuck, I let someone down. So, like, every time they died, I was like, no, I gotta restart. I gotta save this dude. This generic, non-speaking, non-character, like, non-interactive character. I don't want to see him die.
I was like,
I identified with them. Yeah, I was the kid on the fucking... At the school, right? Who, once he drew up, like, a fucking character, right? I was like, oh, this is my thing. I don't want anyone to crumple it up or, like, lose it because I identify this as a person. Like, I was like that when I got involved in games and, like, NPC characters that I cared about. I was just like, no, you can't die. I care about you. Oh, my God. Attachment issues, you know?
No, I get that. I was like that, too. That's why, like I said, I kept... certain survivors, you know, but dude, that was my game right there. And the sequels, I didn't like the second one that much, but the third one took a step up, bro. Like, they went pretty much, like, I think it came out when I was, like, in high school too, man. It was like a free roam. Oh, not necessarily a free roam, but you can, like, you're in a city. It's still, like, 2D style, but you're going through apartments or stores, like, you're in the streets, dude. Like, which I thought was pretty cool, and you can meet survivors, stuff like that. You can go through people's homes and, like, see their story, like, how they, where they at now, you know, like, how they were before then, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of effort put into the game, but that one was fun, equally as fun. You can customize your own guy too. Your own survivor.
Oh, that's, yeah, once you bring in customization to any video game, like, it does add some interest to it. Where, you know, you can identify more with, like, the character playing it. Like, you feel more like it is you involved. And those old 2D formatted, like, video games that were strictly on, like, you know, just the Mac and PC. You know, like, little, you know, like, website games you play. That, they were bare bones. They were simple. But it was so easy to immerse yourself in, like, the design of the game, right?
Yeah.
Where you just get into the themes. Especially between, like, the ages, you know, between, you know, when you're in middle school and high school, and your brain's still developing. So, like, it's very easy to be influenced by those designs where it's, like, you know, very limited choices, but you want to solve the puzzle. You want to save the NPCs. You want to, like, survive the zombie apocalypse in this generic designed or, you know, simple design game.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but, like, it was very easy to vibe with those back then. Now everything's, like, next gen. Like, a next gen zombie video game to me is not nearly as exciting as what I had back in high school. or middle school.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where the next game I would, like, zombie genre type game I would want to get. Like, it would really have to pique my interest. Like, if it was probably, like a GTA meets, like, the zombie apocalypse. Yeah, like, I would probably, yeah. I would, like, that seems fun enough for me. Or, like, you know what's fun? I would like to see a Marvel Zombies game.
Oh, my God. That could be fun, but I wouldn't even know where to begin.
Yeah, I don't know how you would, but, I mean, the concept alone is fun.
The comic book is a good amount of fun, just because, and then eventually DC did their own thing with, like, was it DC Deceased?
That one was interesting. Where, like, you know, everyone. I did like the idea of how it came about.
I need to check it out. I don't know the concept exactly. I just know that it's like their version of zombie world for, you know, the DC characters instead of the Marvel characters. That's how I saw it.
But they pretty much mess with the anti-life equation, I think. Okay. Like the idea of that kind of tied into it. It was pretty cool. Okay.
What is it? There's a comic book I'm trying to turn people onto. So it's called Dylan Dog. Ooh. It's like if John Constantine was Italian, essentially.
Yeah,
like, Dylan Dog cool. the nightmare. Yeah, nightmare detective, and within it, it kind of works with the zombie genre that we're talking about, because across the entire, like, series, both the modern and, like, the old ones, he goes out in the streets of Italy, and he just starts, you know, killing zombies and monsters with his revolver, but he's bored with it. Like, it's not even the primary plot. Like, he just goes out and he's killing apocalyptic zombies, or apocalyptic scene of zombies hoarding, you know, all of Rome. And he's killing just them left and right. And he's just like, oh, God, this fucking sucks. And it has nothing to do with his actual problems and arcs. Like, it's kind of great, but it's just one of those things where it's like, that is an Italian style for the film, for the not just the movies, but for the comics.
Yeah.
Because, like, in the, you know, like, I showed you a couple of the Italian horror movies from the 80s, and in them they usually end the same way, where, like, you know, the zombie apocalypse happens at the end of the film, and that's just, like, how life is.
Yeah.
And in Dylan Dog, they took those tropes and it's just like, okay, if that's how life is, then here it is. And guess what? It's boring. It's boring killing zombies all the time. And I just like the idea it's never addressed. Like, society's moving forward, but there's just, like, roaming dead corpses, like, biblical dead corpses roaming about, and no one gives a damn. Like, it's not even his job to kill the zombies. Like, that's not what he's paid to do. Also, you gotta look it up. Dylan Dog, the modern art style that they have for, like, the new volumes.
Oh, they're great, dude. It's
incredible.
I love Italian artists.
No, like, they have it going on. I mean, like,
I'm jealous.
Maria, they're insane. Maria Levette is one such artist who has broken ground with Boom Studio with some of her comics. But she's based in Italy, but she's got some stuff published in the West. And the guy, I forget his name. It's like Gigi Cavangio, I want to say. I'm probably butchering it. But the guy who does the modern-day Dylan Dog stuff, it's beautiful. It's awesome. And for whatever reason, it hasn't come overseas yet to America, even though they had, like, a Dylan Dog Batman crossover, which I think only was published in Italy. It's like DC. You can look it up. You can look it up, like, Dylan Dog Batman, Dylan Dog and Batman DC comic. It does exist, but I think it was only published in Italy. Like, it did not make the rounds here, and I have no idea why. Because the art looks fantastic.
Oh, yeah, I see,
like,
that.
Oh, my God. Yep. Yeah, like, 10 for 10, recommend. There's a few of his stuff has been translated to English, but most of it's in Italian. And, again, I'm like, it's so perfect. Like, the art form is so fucking awesome. Ugh. And, again, it's just basically Italian Constantine just casually killing zombies in the streets and he's bored with it.
Oh, this was 2 years ago. This was kind of recent.
Yeah, that's the thing that pisses me off. It's like, it's been a while. They could definitely have translated it by now. They could definitely, like, move it over here, and they would make good money. There's no way people wouldn't be buying up that comic here. Like, for those who are big comic book lovers, this is it. Like, this is good art for him. This is good story. This is just, you know, the European scene from a different angle. And, he draws DC characters, too. Like, he shows, I think he's got one he's done for the Joker, one he's done for, again, the Batman and Dylan Dog crossover, but it's just fun, it's eye candy, it slaps. You can find a few of the Dylan Dog books on Amazon, but I don't know how many of them are in English.
Mm-hmm.
But fuck it, just buy it for the artwork, the art forms, because it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Actually, I can't think of too many, I can't say that. There's probably a few good zombie comic books out there, but I can't say I'm too aware of them. I mean, obviously there's The Walking Dead, but everyone knows about The Walking Dead, so I don't feel the need to express that any more than we already have. But yeah, I'm trying to think of anything else that we need to cover for the zombie genre. Because if we don't do it now, it dies tomorrow. You understand that, Marcus, right?
It dies tomorrow.
If you don't talk about it here and now, it won't live on for tomorrow. Goddamn. That's all good. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Is there anything else we did not cover?
No, I mean, I think we let it all out.
I agree. I think we've expressed the idea that, you know, the zombie genre can still be relevant. If you're bored with what you've seen in the West and you want to see alternative versions of zombie movies and zombie films, definitely check out the foreign scene, mm-hmm. the French films, the Korean yep. films, Spanish films, because they do it too. I mean, obviously, Shaun of the Dead is UK based, so yeah. It's not that they don't exist. It's not that people aren't aware, but, you know, hammer it down. Let people know that films are still out there and they can still get them in, and watch them. Because you know, I don't want the undead genre to die. Oh, I just want to make sure that you know people are doing stuff with it. Oh yeah, yeah. And after COVID, oh my yep. god, there's so much material. It's painful. The level of both comedic and horrific concepts we've just created in the last 2 years with our own stupidity. But it's cool.
Yeah.
Well, Marcus, dude, it's been real. I'm very happy that we could do this again.
Hell yeah.
And we'll be doing it more often.
Yeah.
I'm going to be bugging you a lot to be on here. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, I know. But I'm here.
I might be sending you death threats through a burner. Like, Marcus, if you're not on the Decaf Recap every other week, your favorite dog dies.
You going to do Morse code?
Oh, man, if I learn Morse code, dude, I got to learn another language. I got to learn something. Fucking sign language or something. Just to, you know, make sure that my brain matter is not not going too gray on me.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Just mental skills, you know? I just want to make sure I'm still learning, but I digress. Anyway, dude, it's been a lot of fun. Great to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, man.
Always. And if you ever have anything you want to let me know about, if you have any projects, you know where to find me. I am all ears, man. If you ever got a topic in mind, you ever got anything,
this is
the place for sober reflection. Well, all right, man. I'll catch you some other time. Thank you so much for being here, man. It's been real.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Peace out, everybody. Take care out there.